Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Cole. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bert Cole. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Evans. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Danforth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dave Danforth. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. O'Rourke reaches third base with a triple. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Heilman fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Heilman. Robertson moves to third. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robertson tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Tigers, 1, Browns, 1. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Cobb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cobb. Williams moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rigney scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-1 in the game. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-1 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Heilman moves to second. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danforth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danforth moves to second. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Danforth moves to third. Robertson moves to second. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Severide moves to third. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gerber moves to second. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Danforth hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill throws the ball into O'Rourke who tags Sisler, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-2 in the game. Cole bunts towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. O'Rourke hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rigney moves to third. Jones moves to second. Ed Stauffer now pitching. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-3 in the game. Cole strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bullet Joe Bush pinch hits for Ed Stauffer. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robertson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Falk now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-4 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. O'Rourke bunts towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sisler goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive towards third. Jones catches it and throws to second to double up Williams. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McManus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-4 in the game. Cole hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodall moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodall scores. Cole moves to second. It's 7-4, Tigers. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cole scores. Blue moves to third. It's 8-4, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cobb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-4, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Cole covering, for the out. One out. Harry Rice pinch hits for Chet Falk. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Cole covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.